foie gras, pulled pork, bok choy, squid ink, dining with Doug and Karen.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug.
Hello.
Hello, Doug.
Yes.
I am Karen Anderson. Hi.
Oh, I'm Doug Benson. I forgot to say that.
I have an accent today.
Why?
I don't know, but I better stop doing it, actually.
We are in an Indian restaurant,
yes.
And there's often British accents are associated with India.
Did that
right?
sound British to you? Oh, that's good. I can't.
Kind of.
I'm not. Yeah, everything does not sound like the one I'm trying for, that's why.
All right. But we have with us today in this Indian restaurant in Glendale, California.
All India.
It's called All India Cafe, I believe. And don't get me started about how they're all over town.
Oh.
And there's a million of them closer to where I live. But
called All India?
I mean, this is just a one-off? Because there's other places called All India.
I saw one in Pasadena or something.
Yeah, and there's one on Santa Monica Boulevard. And there's there's one in my garage. But joining us today for chatting and chewing, he just did Getting Doug with High yesterday, which will be available next week. Next Tuesday on YouTube. It's Eric Edelstein.
Yay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hi.
You are a gem, sir.
Oh,
yeah,
you.
All right.
Fired up to be here.
Yeah, I knew Karen, you both get along great, and you'd really hit it off. But before we get into what we were talking about earlier, Karen, what is the latest with Snoop and Martha? You got out alive.
Oh, yeah. I got out.
Production is over.
Production is over.
Now,
it was a doozy.
Now they're just in post, and you don't have to deal with that
at
all?
No, it's all done. Now I just get to sit back and get another job. That's how it works.
But that, for our listeners, that means more...
I think Martha and Snoop...
New episodes where we'll both be there.
I kind of think it might start... They don't tell me the exact days, but I think...
I'm talking about our show now.
Oh, yes, that's right. We'll be able to be on target. Is that the word? Well, you were gone, too.
I know. I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
It's coming together.
But also, I was really busy when you were still here, which was, oh, God, I'm telling you. I don't, you know, you get out of that place after that's done taping. It's a whirlwind. And then you are dead to the world for one good week. Just, you can't even function.
Are your kids still alive?
No. They're dead.
You lost them in that week?
Yep. And the chickens.
That terrible, terrible
shit,
week.
I forgot my eggs. God damn it. I put it on the.
What?
I put my eggs. I was going to bring some eggs. Remember, you told me to bring eggs from now on.
I did?
Yes. Well, I'll go back. If I have to listen to this, I will, to find out.
Did I said to you, bring eggs?
Yeah, you said bring some eggs every time. At least you remembers.
Oh, for us to take home.
Yeah, or to give to the restaurant, remember?
But why would we give them to the restaurant?
For fun.
What if they already have their own eggs?
Yeah, but they want to taste the new ones right from the chicken this morning.
Oh, fresh out of the ass.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best way.
That right. is how they come, too.
Yeah.
Right out the old pooper.
Wow. All right, so... Great. Next time, please remember to bring eggs.
Please. Yeah.
But let's talk about Eric. Let's talk
please.
About his wife.
Oh, my God.
She has an Instagram account.
Now, you don't say my wife to this because we're talking about his wife a lot, right?
Well, he hasn't said it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he did.
He did?
Yeah.
When?
Well, he did earlier.
My wife.
Yeah. My wife.
I thought sometimes you might cut it off.
I was distracted maybe or something because
yeah.
There's so much going on.
Not on it was earlier.
Of course, we're again in a not open restaurant.
They open at 5, by the way. So.
On brand.
Everybody. 5 for dinner.
Oh, okay. So we can keep going though if we have to. All right.
Oh, yeah. Because
I did get here late. Apologies for that.
But your wife.
Oh, her Instagram. It's Light and Love.
What's it called?
Jess Rona Grooming.
Jess?
Rona.
R-O-N-A. Yeah,
R-O-N-A. Grooming.
Because it kind of runs together there.
Sorry. Jess Rona Grooming.
Jess Rona Grooming.
Jess Rona Grooming.
Yeah.
And it's dogs. It's a grooming. And plus, first of all, the where the dogs get groomed is really cool looking.
It's our garage.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's our garage. So we rent this house. Our landlord's grandfather built it. They're in Torrance. And she grooms out of the garage. And started this whole thing
and
there
they,
with the wood
great.
Paneling. That was just like the wood paneling.
You guys are
going
to have to buy that place.
We would love it.
Because otherwise you got to get a new garage?
Oh yeah, no, I've already surrendered the garage. It's fine.
Oh. Well, also the location's key because you're dog groomers to the stars.
It's very true.
There's a lot of stars that live around here.
Although the amazing new trend is people will build studios. There's been a replica of Jess Rona Grooming's dog studio in at least one giant Hollywood mansion or castle.
They've copied it?
Jess goes there. They copied it to spec of everything that she has, and they built this whole area.
So that she can do all her videos there.
And then
there.
She comes over, and she just does their two dogs there.
Well, we haven't said what it is. What it is she puts a hair dryer on dogs in slow motion to music.
You
gotta
be careful how you talk about it. You don't want to say she blows dogs.
No. But
her probation.
That is what's happening.
We're not here to talk about that. It is
gorgeous.
Like, I had my lawyer. Come on, man.
Did you ever see that Bobcat Goldthwait movie?
Which one?
Sleeping Dogs Lie?
No.
It was all about a girl. She and her boyfriend had, you know, issues within their relationship once she admitted to him that she blew a dog once.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really? Because his mind just went there.
That's what the whole movie's
all
about.
All I can think of is that fur, you know? Yeah, I don't know. Other than that,
Karen,
it'd be fine.
There's only one reason to be disgusted by it.
There's the one. There it
just
is.
Just that damn fur.
No,
so you shave them down, you're good to go?
Yeah, then you're fine.
All right. So anyway, she pushes hot air in the direction of little doggies. And
the music.
To music, and the videos are amazing.
It's very retro.
It's very fun to watch.
It's really, really great.
Yeah, and she has a book called Jess Rona's Groomed.
Oh, great.
It's like her greatest hits. Yeah, it's been cool to see.
Those must be cool pictures.
Yeah.
Coffee table type book like that?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good idea. Oh, that is what she did.
Have you ever worked with a dog in a motion picture or TV show?
Hotel for Dogs.
What?
Oh. Evil Dog Catcher.
No.
That's a funny story. I forgot. Of course, forgot to tell yesterday when you're high. But that's one of the two times in real life I've accidentally been stoned on camera.
Oh.
It was a Hotel for Dogs. There was like a really cool set PA that, like, you know who's smoking or who's not. And then one day I got wrapped and, you know, they were like the cool kids on the set, the PAs, and I went around and smoked with them. And then they're like, is Eric still there?
Can we get him for another thing? Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel so bad because there's this scene of, luckily I'm the evil dog catcher, but you can totally tell. Of I come in and take this dog in a kid's movie, Hotel for Dogs, and I'm stoned. So for now, that one time, my rule since is don't ever do it after you wrap because they can call you back because they do sometimes. But yeah, there's at least one scene of me. Yeah. And they say kids and dogs, but yeah. I mean, I'm built to be an evil dog catcher. I think that was it.
And I've done various. You said it's happened two times. Oh, I guess yesterday on my show, but it's not out quite yet.
No, that's not out. There's a movie called Good Dick, where right around the same time frame, actually before Hotel for Dogs, where I got wrapped and got called back. Luckily, I didn't have any lines, but I'm also completely stoned in that. But yeah.
Oh. Have you?
It's a good thing you didn't get confused and show up on the sets. Good Dick and.
I know. I was thinking, I didn't want to. I was like, good dick. All right. Well,
dogs. Dicks for. Hotel
dicks.
For dicks.
We're talking about blowing dogs. So.
You should go to a hotel for it.
Dog.
There's a business idea in there somewhere.
Good dog. Hotel for good dogs.
Hotel good dog. I've been called.
What else we want to ask Eric before we start eating?
Oh, I did. I just was thinking to myself, I bet you you must get recognized all the time because you're very recognizable.
It's pretty funny because a lot of people, it's where do I know you from? So you just kind of walk them through it. But it's really, no, I do. And I bet.
Take their hand.
No, I seriously do. And then, because I've had some people like, dude, you don't have to do that. You don't have to. But it's just this natural thing. And it's like, where do I know you from? And then. The first time I ever did it, though, this was like real early on. I'm like, oh, it might be Parks and Rec or Curb Your Enthusiasm. I'm like, no, you used to work at the Starbucks on Highland and Franklin, and you screwed up my drink all the time, but you were real nice, and I didn't say anything. I'm like, yeah, that's me. So even when people, sometimes that is where they know you're from, or they know you're like the weird guy from the bar. So you just kind of dance around it, but it's good if they already know. But if not, I'll walk them through it, and usually
you give them the
we
old,
can figure it out. Yeah, I'll go, it might be Jurassic
phone,
World,
get some
Twin
IMDb
Peaks,
up.
Drunk History, and I'll go through like four or five. And then they'll eventually
get it. That's the one.
Oh, yeah.
You were stoned, right? That's what
they
said.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's people that have seen all those things, but there's also people that you're going to encounter that are a huge fan of one of those things.
Yes.
And that's exactly why they know you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Green Room's another weird one because definitely people are, if they don't figure out where they know me from, I'll tell you that right now.
Too scary.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
Yeah, it's way too scary.
These.
Wow.
Hello.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Thank you, Happy.
Thank you so much. Happy's our chef today, everybody.
Hey. Hello, Happy.
Wow. And this is Deep, and she's an owner here with it's family owned, right, Deep?
Yes,
here.
It is. You're
right
here.
There you go.
Yes, it is. It's family owned. So my parents own the one in Pasadena. They've had it since 1996. We opened this one last year at the end of January.
Wow. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It's been a year.
Well, that's why we haven't seen. We're saying to ourselves, how come we haven't seen this place?
Yeah, it's
fairly new.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is a great addition.
Oh, yeah. I love this stretch of road here. There's a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah, we're on Brand Avenue, like just a block from the Alex Theater, where there's always big things going on. Mm-hmm. So this would be a great place to come eat before you go do something there.
It's where they had Last Comic Standing. Did you do Last Comic Standing at the Alex?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think Sarah Silverman's Jesus is Magic was taped there, and they do lots of stuff there.
Yeah. So Deep, what do we have? And I love your name. I mean, you must get that all the time too. I mean, I'm saying obvious stuff here.
Thank you. So we have two different things going on.
That's it.
We have
no more.
To the food.
Into the food. So we have our famous samosas. It's a crisp layer on the outside, and they're stuffed with potatoes and peas and Indian spices. It's the most traditional Indian appetizer. It's like really well renowned all over of India. Indians are known for samosas. And over here we have dahi potato puris. What it is? It's a crisp little layer, and it has yogurt, chickpeas, potatoes, onions, and two different chutneys, mint chutney and tamarind chutney, and some yogurt. And it's a cold appetizer. What it is, you try to put the whole thing in your mouth at once, and you get like a yogurt explosion.
We should get that girl that blew the dog to try it. She could probably do it.
That one, try to put it up with your fingers.
Okay, go that way. All right.
And try it.
I was going to...
All right. Oh, they're heavier than I thought.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Deep, can I walk you through what I do with a samosa?
Definitely.
Because I get a whole order of samosas. I can't do those, unfortunately, just because yogurt. Oh, yeah. But it means I get an extra samosa and we're all good.
Yeah. Got it.
Because I'll get a whole order of samosas for a delivery order.
Got it.
I love it. I mix this sauce and this sauce together and then do like one giant dip.
That's exactly what people do.
Really?
Yeah.
That's in good form?
That's
okay.
A good form.
I love it.
Well, a lot of people like to do is like they like to cut it open in half.
Oh,
and then
oh
pour
yeah.
The two different chutneys.
No, I'm not going to get cheated on a dip. Yeah, for sure. That's perfect.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
This is really good. What is this called again?
It's called dahi potato puris.
It's quite delicious.
It is. It's something very different.
It is mint. Very much a yogurt explosion.
Mm-hmm. But mint and crunchy and, oh my God, that's
There's
good.
There's mint chutney,
I've never had that.
Tamarind chutney, onions, potatoes, chickpeas. A lot going on in one little thing.
No,
it's so pretty.
It's terrific.
One of my favorite yogurt dishes in Indian cuisine is the eggplant salad.
Yes, we have that as well.
Unbelievable. With that yogurt, it just, I love it.
Perfect.
I love it.
I'm going to copy you, okay, Eric?
Oh, please.
Let's do it.
And then I do my own sauce pile, so I don't have to worry about double dipping. And then I give myself a ton of sauce. And I'm not afraid to, like, politely ask for more. You just say when it's convenient.
All right, so
you don't want to, you know.
You put a little bit of each thing. A
little bit of each thing.
Is that how you do it, too?
That's how we do it, too. Mm. We have the mint chutneys, the tamarind, and I got you some sweet tomato. Our sweet tomatoes, actually.
And then you go like this.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want a samosa?
No, Aristotle is always, he never has any of this.
Well, he can have
but
one samosa.
He can have that. He can have a samosa and break bread
with
us.
Yeah, I have samosas. I'll get some
We have one more from right here. And you can make a stir up the sauce. Heck yeah. Oh, it's happening. We're breaking boundaries
Eric
here today.
Eric was so excited when he found out Aristotle was vegan. He's like,
well,
because
people will mess with you with it, and you have 1,000 annoying vegans before you would have to contend with. So you just kind of do it in your own way. And I'm new to it, like 6 months.
But oh.
Yeah, it's kind of a fun thing. Because it requires some discipline, which is not natural to me.
So you recently became vegan.
Yeah, like about 6 months ago.
Is it by choice or what is
it? I was a vegetarian for a while before, and then I said, I'll try to give up this. I was having like inflammation, and I said, I'll try to give up this stuff, but I don't think it'll make a difference.
Got it.
And then I felt incredible.
But we actually have lots of good vegan options.
Oh, yeah.
So, Indian food is like definitely, I'm vegetarian myself as well. So being vegan is, I always say like 10 years ago, being a vegetarian was really hard. Going to restaurants, not being able to eat anything besides like a salad and like simple stuff. Now you go to any restaurant, it's fully labeled. This is vegan. This is vegetarian. So, yeah.
Oh, anywhere.
Anywhere.
People always worry about it. Like I find stuff anywhere and you make it adapt.
That's what it is.
And the rare 1 in 20, if there's nothing, I have peanut butter and jelly at home.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
We have lots of good vegan options. Our vegan curries are really popular. We have something called the Jalfrezis. They're made with coconut milk, veggies, and bell peppers. Very popular.
We were saying that, so you just have the two restaurants.
We just have the two restaurants.
Because we see, yeah, so that's it. That's where the confusion. I almost went to that one on accident. I didn't know where I was talking to. I was going to, that's where I thought you were from. And then all of a sudden it hit me. And I was like, I should check and make sure.
Yes. No, that, so it's my family. It's my dad. My dad opened both of them. And he opened that one in 96. And then I graduated in college like 2 years ago, and I was like, Dad, you have really good food. Like, we need to get this out there. People need to know what we are, what we have. So he was like, okay. But then he was like, I'm only going to open one if you really want to be in charge of it. You want to run it on your own. So I got him, he opened me this one, and I run it.
I bet you someone's doing a to-go order.
Oh, yeah. Oh, all the time.
This samosa is so good.
Thank you.
This is amazing.
And he's expert India.
Mm-hmm. Ah, very nice. If you notice, like, our samosas aren't super doughy and less potato. We have more potatoes and less jelly.
Mm, it's so good.
Yeah.
And what is this beverage that I'm enjoying?
Ooh, it's the mango lassi. It's our most popular traditional soft Indian drink. It's a mango yogurt smoothie.
I've never had this either. Oh, yeah, there's yogurt in that one.
Yeah. For her.
But then we got you something over here.
Oh, amazing.
Nice beer.
Oh, look at that. Wait,
have you ever tried
gets beer because he can't have yogurt? What a deal. I can't have yogurt.
No, you're going to pay me. I can't have beer either.
Oh, you can't have beer.
I'm on a whole regimen, friend.
Do you
want to
do an Indian iced tea?
Yes. I was
trying
one.
Beer.
Oh, Doug, there you go. Boom.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Don't let that go to waste.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. How'd you guys like them?
Deep. This is really good.
Thank you.
I mean, it really is. Have you ever seen you ever drive up on I-5 to, like, towards San Francisco?
Mm. Yes.
Uh-huh. You see that Indian restaurant there?
There's a couple.
Well, there's one. I mean, it looks like it's part of a Motel 6 or something.
Uh-huh. No, I haven't seen one.
It looks like you're going to go walk into a Quentin Tarantino movie. I mean, it's real scary. And I went in, so we said, let's just go and we're going to try this place. It was really good.
It was really good?
Yeah, but.
Thank you.
This is so
good. Thank you.
Sorry, but.
So, yeah, like just this year, we actually, we were in the Westway magazine, in the AAA.
Oh.
Top 3 restaurants, and we were one of those. And then we're also part of the Eater LA's top 12 Indian restaurants in LA.
People get excited to get that Westways magazine, don't they?
They do.
Oh, yeah.
They do.
I mean, that's a really fun one.
I'm a member.
That. Yeah.
Not to name drop, but here we are. I get it. I'm a premium member.
Oh, check out a few road trips you're never going to take that look great.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, oh, that looks awesome. I'm going to do that.
Thank you so much. Amazing.
There's your tea, buddy.
I love it. See? Road of Excess.
Yeah, I'm getting into Eater LA.
Uh-huh.
I'm starting to like it because, like, I just saw, like, a little posting they had where they were like, this bar's got a new chef, and it's so-and-so, and it's like a bar that I go to. It's just nice to know stuff like that. Like, new chef means, you know, that the menu might get interesting.
Yep.
And it just seems very, like, there's a lot of good information in there. And so... What are you're typically open for lunch and for dinner, basically?
We're open 7 days a week, and we open from 11:30 till 10 on weekdays, and on Fridays and Saturdays, we open till 11. And on Sundays, we open from 5 to 10. So, yeah.
And you guys are 4.5 stars on Yelp. People are absolutely going nuts about Yelp. This place.
Hopefully very soon it'll be 5 stars. So yeah.
Isn't that great?
Oh, it's the best feeling.
This whole area has just become eating heaven. I mean, it's like one after another down the street.
Do you know the reviews that are most amazing sometimes are the ones that are 3 stars, where they're like good reviews of like, everything was fantastic. Todd's steak came in perfect. Had a nice time. And then it's like, a little bit of a problem parking, though. And then you're like, 3 stars. This is like a giant change. You really kind of almost voted down in a way, and it's because of the parking or because of the appetizers related.
Sometimes
it's like,
you see, like, it's like they give you 1 star less or 2 stars less just because it's something that has nothing to do with food, has nothing to do with service, just because couldn't find parking, they didn't give me an extra container, or like something like the most stupidest thing. I'm just like, honestly, that's not the whole point, is to tell the honesty about the food or, you know, the overall.
I give you guys 5 stars just based on your name's Deep and Happy. I love both of them so much.
Oh,
thank you.
It's what we're striving for. We want to be both.
Yeah. So we have one more appetizer, actually.
Oh, Lord.
This is called our masala dosa.
Oh, yeah, I know these.
That looks amazing.
Wow.
This is made out of chickpea, right?
This is actually made out of lentil flours.
Oh, lentil flour.
Lentil flour. And we have some lentil soup with it. It's sambar soup. And it has coconut chutney.
Oh, yeah. Let's get a good picture.
It's a very healthy South Indian dish. It has potatoes and onions in it. It's a very crisp layer. So, yeah, it's really good.
Oh, yeah.
People love dosas.
Okay, now that one's for Eric, but what are Karen and I going to eat?
Oh,
that
see
was
how
close.
Long this thing is? That just proves it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The listeners, what they don't know is you almost knocked over one of the smoothie glasses, proving that is a long dish.
Oh, yeah. It's a long.
It's long. It's like the size of a baguette.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
So you can
just
cut into like 4 little pieces and pour the lentil soup on top of it.
I see.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, there you go. You know how to.
I'm taking the hot pepper too.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
this I'm going for it.
So you can just like this.
Uh huh. And then you pour the soup on top of it.
Oh, boy.
Okay. And there's some coconut chutney with it. That's not vegan though, but it's really good.
Mm. Okay, so this.
Mm hmm. That's the lentil soup.
And you just pour
on top. Just pour it on top.
Are you kidding?
And then a little chutney.
That is so good. I've never had it before.
Oh, I've never had it.
I need to try.
Mm. So far, I've had a samosa, but it doesn't count because this is like
everywhere.
This is legit. I mean, mine, whatever I have, didn't taste.
Well, this is there's a lot of places that can give you a good samosa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's be honest. But then you come with something like this. And it's like, okay. Wow.
Now we're talking.
Wow.
Have you guys ever tried this before?
No. I've never tried that. You can't have that. Did you try it before?
No, I haven't. Mm. Okay, I just got the hot pepper.
Oh,
I love it. Wakes me up.
Kicks in the spices.
Mm-hmm.
Indian food is all about the different spices. That's what makes Indian food amazing. There's like unlimited spices that you can put in this sauce.
So how do you make this one?
This one, they make it on a grill. It's like they use lentil flour and they make it on a grill, and then they cook the onions separate, and then they wrap it up in the dosa mat.
And you just make those here too, I imagine.
We make everything freshly here. All of our food is all freshly prepared here from, like, our famous masala sauce. Like, Indian food is, everyone knows about the chicken tikka masala. It's, like, the classic signature dish. And that one, we make it from scratch. Like, from the ginger paste to the fresh tomato paste, everything is here. The key in amazing food is making it fresh there and with love, you know?
Yes, it is. This is really, really good. I can't, well, one thing that's funny is, like, this is appetizers. These are, like, total dinner, man.
Yeah, this is any one of these dishes is pretty satisfying.
Really good
on its own, but
I
love getting to try everything.
They have a Indian spices store. Mm-hmm. Have you been to that?
Yeah, the one that's on Los Feliz.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you been to that one?
Yes.
Eric.
No. Sorry, I'm looking out for Aristotle. Sorry, it was so funny. Oh, he can have that one.
You don't,
we have the
don't worry about tots.
finally, I've not been to that spice one.
Oh, it's really fun.
No, but I've heard about it a ton.
It's this huge store. I've got all Indian everything. And they have a to-go bar.
Mm-hmm. They have a to-go bar, like a buffet thing style.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah.
And somebody took me there because I wanted to learn how to cook Indian food, and I did not do a good job with my food, I got to say. It didn't come out. He was so easy. He told me the easiest way. Like, I think I was making, maybe I was making masala.
Masala?
I didn't pay attention or something. It was all thick and weird. It wasn't good. But the place, I want to go back and I want to still try, you know? Mm-hmm. And it has all the great cooking dishes, all the pans and...
They carry everything from, like, the spices to the food. They have sweets. They have a whole sweet bar as well. Like, you can get different desserts if you want. They do cake. Yeah, it's a nice place.
Yeah, you feel like you're traveling when you go.
Oh, yeah. There. It's like a little going to meeting. There's we have a little city called Artesia. It's called Little India. That's where you see the full Indian experience, I would say.
Out here? Really? Out here.
It's near Cerritos. Hey. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Cerritos.
Yeah, I didn't know Artesia had a little India. Little India. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, but Cerritos, isn't that where the car mall is?
Cerritos Auto Square. Speaking of ads, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. We're at All India Cafe on Brand Avenue in Glendale, and everything is... delicious.
It really is.
And also, like, no meat.
I want to keep eating
I'm just sitting here enjoying myself and getting full on stuff that doesn't have meat in it.
They're going to bring
How's
more.
How's that even possible?
Doug, I went to Monty's today at 11 a.m. I go there when it opens, so there's no line.
Whoa.
Yeah, I drove by twice this weekend. There was a line like 30 deep, but I go there at 11. They know me by name now. Just by going there at 11 a.m. to beat the system. It's like in the middle of breakfast and lunch.
Have you been there since?
Monty's? I haven't, no.
Neither have I. I want to go back. Good. I keep thinking I want to do that.
Tater tots?
I haven't had time.
There's so many places I want to go back to. You know,
And
since I'm still eating meat, but that could end for me at any day.
I mean,
so while I'm still doing it, I'm really enjoying it.
Are you thinking about going vegan?
No. I mean, I'm going to have to someday.
That's the thing. When it's a health thing, when they make you, then it's no longer...
When people start going, hey, you can't just keep doing that.
Yeah. But you have a sober member of the medical community looking at you and gravely saying things, you start to adapt.
Oh, really? I had to do some changes, too, but I'm not following it today, I don't think.
Well, that's the thing is... going to these different restaurants, I'm discovering stuff that I can ease into that, you know, where I can, because I just can't suddenly be vegan because the food's not going to be this amazing.
Every time.
You know, when I pick it up at a bodega.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, fast food, they don't have anything.
Monty's is really good, though. Yeah.
Well, the Carl's Jr. right now has the Beyond Burger, and it's stupid how many times I've gone through Carl's Jr., especially because I'm newer at this. And it's just so easy and all.
What do you like better, the Beyond or the Ultimate?
I like the Impossible.
Or the Impossible,
Monty's is the Impossible 2.0, which is the new formula, which is just ridiculous. And I took my buddy there, who's a meat eater, after Gordon Lightfoot show last weekend, name drop. And he couldn't believe it. It was so...
Gordon Lightfoot?
It's so... Oh, hell yeah.
Did he sing the Ship song?
He sung The Wreck of Edmund Fitzgerald. Are you kidding? He knows he has to. Gord, come on now.
Sundown?
Oh, he did Sundown.
That's not name dropping when you say the artist you saw in concert.
But it's Gordon Lightfoot, man. It's just so cool. Everyone's going to feel terrible, man. But you're living this Hollywood, you know, glorious life.
What else? What else does he sing? He sings the Ship song, which kind of drives me crazy. I'm always like, I got to change to classic vinyl.
Yeah. Oh, Early Morning Rain. Which Elvis, I think, did the definitive version of it. That's a good one.
How old is he? He's got to be 90.
He's 80.
Sundown,
you better take care. If I find you've been creeping down my back stairs.
Who the fuck is he talking about?
I don't know, but...
The bottle. Gord was battling the bottle in that era.
Oh,
and
is
that's
what it was?
I didn't know this either.
I would have thought that it was some guy creeping around that wants to have sex with someone he knows.
No, there's
a daughter or a wife.
No, there's just a bottle of booze on the stairs out back, and he's singing a song to it.
God.
Yeah, it's creeping on Gord.
You know, if there was videos like back during that time, you know, Gordon Lightfoot times, I don't think we'd have videos. kind of weird to watch these guys, like all their weird songs about, you know, daytime delight or afternoon delight, you know, all these kind of weird.
Yeah, the lyrics don't hold up on a lot of that stuff. Like,
young girl.
A lot of songs really that go on and on about how young somebody is.
Yeah, the young girl. Yeah.
And what a great attribute that is.
She's screaming to her, you better run.
You know, she was only 16. You know what I mean. Wait, what?
I mean, it's just, I think it could be like a creepy song. Something or another.
Trouble is, some of these people do start young, and they write love songs when they're in high school, so it's appropriate for them, you know.
Well, those guys, sure.
But
Neil Sedaka?
I don't know. I don't know what his deal was.
Are we taking out Sedaka today? Is that why we came here?
Yeah.
Shit, man. I've been waiting. Here we go.
But Gordon Lightfoot.
They took away the soup that you pour on the thing. Oh, there it is. They didn't take it away. Oh, man.
I've never poured soup on food before.
I love it. I love it so much.
Too, and then it's a family business. And
yeah.
She just graduated.
And she knows everything about it. Well, obviously, yeah. She grew up in it.
Yeah, it feels like we're in a Heuhlhauser episode or something. It's really awesome.
You should be the new Heuhlhauser.
Oh, I'm in, man. I miss him so much. I miss him so much.
Oh, yeah.
I went to so many places.
Friendly, inquisitive, you know, up for anything.
Thank you, friend. I love him. Now, what are we talking about? I mean, it's just, he was a treasure. We went one time because he was outside of Pink's, and we showed up, and he couldn't. How you doing? Of course we can take a quick picture. How are you? And it's like, he just radiated joy.
The nicest guy.
Yeah, but he also, it's like, we got to find those other people now, and that's what's fun about this show, to steer us to the good places. Because we lost Huel, we lost Jonathan Gold, like, we need those. Bourdain.
He's a real foodie, this one you got here. Your Eric.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. He knows it all.
I try.
Foodie plus new vegan. That's interesting.
Yeah.
It is, because it's weird to navigate, but you find these places. Like, especially, there's so many great, like, places in Koreatown that you can find great spicy noodles still. And then I was saying the Murugami Udon at the Glendale Gallery is amazing.
Oh, you know what? You just remind me of Korean. I went to like a pretty popular, famous place in Koreatown recently. I can't remember. Do you know what's like a really good one right there? Right across from that little mall area.
Oh, there's a few.
Do you know, what's your favorite?
There's one called Zaimong Noodles on 3rd that I love that you can go 1 through 10 on spice.
Oh, yeah.
And then for bars, I always love the Prince. The Prince in Koreatown is one of my favorite bars in town.
Oh, it's a really cool area. I never really hung out down there before.
Yeah.
The ramen was absolutely delicious.
Really?
And rice dish that they had.
Have you guys done the Star Wars virtual reality at the mall?
I haven't done it at the mall, but I did it at Downtown Disney.
Ah.
And it is real fun.
So fun. And it's down right here? Over here. Yeah. You can get the Marugami
Udon.
You
strap on and you... become a stormtrooper and you shoot at stuff. It's super fun.
Yeah.
They have it at the Glendale Gallery?
Yes. And I went into it and I didn't really want
it's
to.
It's $700 a person.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they run your credit.
I see.
It's so worth it, friend. Life changing. It's like a shaman.
I'll go there.
Yeah. But it seriously.
Maybe I'll go there tomorrow.
So fun, Karen. You won't believe it. And I was skeptical to it. You're coming into this hot lava thing.
You feel like you're walking on a gangplank that you could walk off of. You get shot when you're shooting at things. They shoot at you, and when you get shot, it stings a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No,
it's
that's
so
fun.
Incredibly fun. It's
nuts.
Oh, wow.
Deep
it's about
is back.
To get crazy.
Oh,
are you kidding?
Okay.
Deep.
No, oh, that's gonna be good rice.
Ooh, that's gonna be good.
Vegan one.
Oh, you're the best.
Oh,
are you kidding?
Nice.
Of course, and the chicken tikka masala.
Yes. Oh, I love it.
Oh, how exciting. All right, so explain these ones.
Walk us through all of it,
yeah. So we'll start with the vegan one first. This one has mixed vegetables in it with some coconut milk and a touch of tamarind chutney in it.
It's a stew.
It's a stew. Yeah. It's a very popular, amazing vegan dish. That is the classic chicken tikka masala that everybody knows about.
Sure.
But ours is a little different because due to the ingredients and fresh things that we make, it has like fresh onions and fresh tomato paste that we make here. And this is our famous saffron rice. It has some veggies in it, some green peas, corn, a hint of saffron, and yeah.
Look how fluffy it is.
And it's made with basmati rice.
Very nice, huh?
Yes, and then there's one more.
Oh, look at this.
This is our sizzling
steak. Oh, my God.
It has chicken tikka in it and tandoori chicken.
You guys.
Amazing. That smells so good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you. Look at that. Look at it go.
Wow.
Famous sizzling plate.
You guys, this is like, you gotta you gotta run here. This is a good place.
Oh, yeah. I'll have a sizzling onion, too. I'm gonna, yeah.
We can make that one vegetarian or vegan. Or we can put
you got them there, too. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this. So this is for, this is yours.
Oh, yes.
You guys.
You guys can try it, too. It's really good, actually. It's a good vegan.
Well, it's amazing what you can do with coconut curry.
I think it's amazing.
It's so great.
And there's so much you can do.
It just makes Indian food one of those. Oh, thank you, friend. Thank you so much. Everything's so good.
It really is, too. Oh, here. There we go.
And that's vegan as well.
I love it. Thank you.
I mean, this is going to be good, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
You and your predictions.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Can I try some of this?
To perfection.
Mm.
Nice, moist chicken. Moist. Is that a good word for the restaurant business? Moist? I don't know.
Moist.
Yeah.
Tender.
Tender is better.
Yeah. Tender is better, I think. Tender.
Boy, I wish everybody that was listening was here because we're just going to pretty much eat this.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yes, I'm sorry.
I don't know nothing. I was just saying, like, so for the chicken tikka masala, we first barbecue the chicken and the tandoor, which is an Indian clay oven. That's what makes it really juicy because it's, like, barbecued first, and then they cook it with the curry sauce. With the creamy sauce.
How long does it take to cook?
Oh, it's a good... They cook the chicken for like a good 45 minutes first,
mm-hmm.
and once it's all marinated and everything and ready to be chopped, and then they cook it in the creamy sauce. But the creamy sauce, it takes like less than 15 to 20 minutes, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
This is so good.
Do you guys do a lot of marinating of stuff?
Oh, yeah. Marination is like the key for Indian food. I would say marination is the key for the chicken and the lamb. Some of the stuff we have to... marinate it overnight, so we make sure it goes in really well. Yeah.
Do you eat other Indian food around here and say,
well, to be honest with you, I have tried other Indian food, but I think ours is pretty damn good, and it's one of the best.
This is so good. I'm sorry I won't name the place, but the place that I get my curry delivered from, this is better.
Oh, thank you.
This is better cooked. They just use the frozen peas and carrots.
You can tell. You can tell.
This is incredible.
No. He's a foodie because he says this is a better cook. That's what he said. He goes, yeah, this is a better cook. Like, that's just such a food word.
Mm.
Like that.
We have our famous garlic naan, which everybody loves.
Yeah.
There you go. So here I have tandoori chicken, which is meat on the bone, and chicken tikka, which is boneless pieces of chicken.
Good Lord.
This is so good.
Hey, Doug, do you think this will be good?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that should be the whole thing, what we do. You just go, hey, do you think this will be good? And I say, yeah.
I do think it'll be good.
And then I say, I think so.
Then we try it.
And we say, it was.
It was good. Yeah. That really worked out great.
This one is, geez, Louise. Look at how big these things are.
Oh, that is incredible.
That's the tandoori chicken.
Wow.
In all of our food, we don't use any, like, a lot of people are like, oh, how come your tandoori chicken isn't red, you know? Because we don't use food coloring. A lot of restaurants.
Do they really?
They use food coloring. That's why it's red. And ours isn't. It's all just, like, fresh ingredients.
Is that really why it's red?
That's why it's red.
Wow.
A lot of places they use food coloring.
So what I'm hearing you say is if I don't go to All India, I'm going to get a horrible red Monsanto chicken.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
I'm with you, friend. I'm with you.
Thank you.
That makes such a big difference.
Oh, it does.
Mm.
Is this mint sauce?
It's mint chutney, the famous mint chutney.
Want some mint chutney?
Mm-hmm.
Just the tandoori cauliflower and onions. Just pop.
Oh, yeah.
And this one's a vegetarian.
That's vegetarian.
And it's so good. That's a coconut curry in there.
You should try this, Doug. Then you'll really see that you can eat vegetarian. Oh, honestly, and pickled cabbage. I mean, pickled
cauliflower.
Cauliflower.
Uh-huh. There's pickled carrots and cauliflower.
Mm. Wow.
Very nice.
Oh yeah, being a vegetarian and or being a vegan in an Indian restaurant is not easy.
It is.
It's not hard.
It's one of the fun things I've discovered. You can still have a
great
meal.
There's so many vegan breads, vegan rice.
Oh yeah. My mom gets so stressed eating out. She's just worried about it. I'm like, Mom, they have stuff everywhere.
But oh yeah.
Indian's one where there's a ton of things.
A lot of food.
Look at these little babies.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Let's get a picture of these tongs.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't know. Just kidding.
This is the kind of stuff you're going to find at that store.
Mm.
They're kind of like the hang loose bra of tongs.
We're going to have leftovers, dudes.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you everybody has leftovers at this place.
So Indian food works like a family style. Like everyone likes to get like a dish of their own, and then they share it together. So you get like a variety of everything. We have different sauces. We have like the coconut sauce. We have the masala sauce. We have our vindaloos, which are a little spicier. We have our nirvanas. We have the kormas. Oh, kormas are amazing. Have nuts and raisins in them.
Is that dessert?
No, it's an entree.
Oh yeah.
Chicken korma, veggie korma. That used to, when I was just vegetarian, was my go-to.
Vegetable korma,
I love it
is everyone's
so much.
Well,
if you're vegetarian, there's some incredible stuff. I know we were talking before about one of my favorites is eggplant salad.
Mm-hmm.
They just hit at the end with that yogurt, and it just real garlicky.
Real garlicky. Yeah.
Oh, there's so much there.
We have so many vegetarian options, like from like cauliflower potato to the eggplant to spinaches. Saag paneer is a very famous Indian dish as well. Spinach with cheese.
So how have you liked the neighborhood? Like, there's a lot of legends around here, and I always coming to Glendale. There's a lot of funny old guys.
There is.
You know, it's a really fun area.
It's a nice area. It's a very developing area, a very fun area. People are very friendly. They're very outgoing. They say they treat Brand Street like it's the new Rodeo Drive. It's becoming a very upcoming city now. Americana has definitely brought a lot to it, but it's
Din Tai Fung is the one I think that people went crazy for.
Oh, yes.
That's another one I get there at 11.
Oh,
I'm not afraid of having a dumpling at 10:30. If a place opens at 10:30, I'll be there. I'll just put out breakfast and feel like I'm like making a health choice.
Well, that's kind of breakfast.
Dim sum. Totally is.
I mean, it is.
It's dim sum.
Yeah,
it's a breakfast.
It is a breakfast, though.
Yeah, I'm not being unreasonable.
No, you're real.
Thank you.
That's for sure.
Could I have some more rice?
Yes.
Where did you go? Know what? I think we really tossed.
No, then I'm just gonna do straight.
Doug loves this place.
I'm doing straight. That's enough.
Still make some happen.
Oh yeah, that's all I needed.
I will say this, and this is not a lie at all, or to trying to kiss up to you.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen him eat this much. I swear to God, you never eat this much. You're always like pick a little bit, put it to the side.
You just don't pay attention.
No, I do.
I eat a lot.
I see everything you do, Doug.
Well, but everything is delicious here, that's for sure. And I don't want to just take a bite of each thing. I want to finish it as it deserves to be.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is there another course, too?
We have the desserts coming up.
Oh, my gosh.
I get the desserts.
Okay. Now we're talking.
Wow.
This is really good chicken. Insane. If you were eating it, you would know. I mean, I'm serious. It's like really, really juicy and good. I'm thinking when I have this kind of stuff, I mean, it's kind of dry sometimes, and that's why I don't get it. But I would get this every time.
So you guys are foodies. What's the deal with Zanku, with the murder or something?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
It was a family dispute of some sort, right? And you looked it up one time for us, I think. I don't know. I talked about this with somebody.
Yeah.
So it was some kind of family. Anyway, yeah, there was several murders that happened. Really weird, right?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Is there sauce?
In the family.
That garlic sauce.
I save that garlic sauce and I cook with it.
Oh, that's so smart.
I put it in like greens and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Then you don't have to chop up a bunch of garlic. It works out great.
Does anyone sell a comparable version yet of that garlic sauce?
They won't even tell you what it is.
You don't want to cross them.
No, you don't. You don't ask.
This murder thing just happened?
No, this is like years ago, maybe 15 years ago, something like that.
But why is it still a chain if they had
Well,
all this murder.
They must have sold it because I don't think everyone is they don't even taste the same. Each individual Zanku is a little bit different.
Really?
Yeah, it's a little different tasting to me.
Well, it was between the family, right?
Right.
The killing. So
right.
It was like one side of the family battling another for Zanku fortune.
I might as well try one more of these. But that's good stuff.
I love it.
There's other chicken places like that, and I don't think they're as good.
Yeah.
But there's good restaurants like that, like Carousel.
How long you lived in Glendale?
15 years.
Oh, early outlier. That's awesome.
Now say it as if you, Huell Hauser said it.
So you've been here in Glendale, an early outlier, for how long, Karen? 15 years. Now we're on Brand Avenue at an absolutely wonderful family restaurant. It's called All India, and we are all in today.
Thank you for indulging that.
Did you know, Karen, that sometimes David Lynch enjoys Indian food?
No, I didn't.
Absolutely fantastic. Are you kidding me? You get the mango and the chutney, and you put the mango chutney together? Hope you're wearing cheap socks, because they're going to get knocked
cheap
right
socks.
Off.
I don't know if you're making me sweat, or it's the food.
It's everything.
It's probably a combination
of
the two.
Eric. I think you need to be. Do you do Instagram?
Yeah.
Do you do those little story thingies?
Rarely.
Look at how I sound like my
really?
Mom.
No, it's good.
You do those gram stories?
No.
I think you should do those all the time.
Okay.
So that just for me, just so I can look at
them. Right? I do them sometimes.
Just so I can look at them. Oh my God.
They're just mostly my dog, but I should be doing more impressions.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about bringing the dog today, but I'm like, nah. It's like inside a restaurant.
You got to do some Huell Hauser when you go into the, is that his name? Yeah.
Yeah.
When you go into any place.
Oh, yeah. Well, because I think like him when I go in. You should find these places, like today. What amazing desserts do we have here?
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even see that. I can't turn my...
Look at this.
Hold a muscle.
No. Oh, wow.
Oh, look at that. Oh,
wow.
So we have our two famous ones, which is rice pudding. It's called a kheer. It's a classic Indian dessert. And we have our gulab jamun, which is like a milk ball in a rose syrup. What it is, I always say it's like a fried donut within a syrup sauce. So it's
amazing.
Everybody's got to have a donut-y kind of thing, huh?
Yeah.
Every cuisine, yep.
Oh, yeah.
And then what's in the, can these guys have that rice pudding too? Or is there milk in that?
That one. All of my desserts are made from milk, actually.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a popular thing.
Milk is a very popular part of thing for desserts. This is a gulab jamun, and that's the kheer. That one has rice in it.
That's amazing.
And some hint of pistachio on top.
Oh gosh, we have to wait for pictures to be taken. It's a crime. These pickled things are just, I love them.
Mm-hmm.
I just keep eating those.
There's like carrots, some cauliflowers, and some jalapenos, actually.
So what's your favorite thing to eat here? Oh. Like, what is like a local eater? What secrets
I think
can you
I'm
get
a
us?
Big fan of the dish that you just had, the vegetable jalfrezi. But I have it with the paneer because I'm a huge fan of paneer, which is Indian cheese. So I love the paneer jalfrezi. I love cauliflower potato called gobi aloo.
I've had that.
I love
gobi aloo. Gobi aloo, and it's vegan. So yeah, I love those. As a non-vegetarian vegan eater, chicken tikka masala is a classic. Our tandoori platter, which has the sizzling chicken, sizzling lamb. My grilled fish is really good, actually. They're very popular here. We have a lot of pescatarians.
Oh, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
I was there for a while.
Yeah, pescatarian.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
I feel like everybody starts from a pescatarian, vegetarian, then they go
to vegan. Yeah. Then I swear I ordered lobster once at Malibu Seafood Company, and this guy started looking at me and climbing away. And it got in my head. Oh, yeah.
I'm going in.
Go in.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
This is what I do. Or I don't
it's a fried
eat.
Milk
no,
ball
no.
Donut.
It's too hot, right?
Yeah, it's hot.
Oh, yeah. That's.
It's hot. Be careful.
That'll just make you feel better. Yeah. That's what that is.
They say Indian food is like what it's a comfort food. It's very comforty food.
What is this? Is this maple syrup on it, too?
No.
What is it?
It's Indian syrup.
What?
It's a lot of sugar. Sugar and, yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
You deserve it, Karen.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't even. What, and what's it made out of, though?
Milk the ball. Oh, sorry, milk. It has made out of milk powder.
And that's the whole thing?
And that's the whole thing. And we fry them first. We make them. And
this is like my kind of no gluten place, right? There's like not a lot of gluten here.
No. Yeah, there's not actually. We don't have a lot of gluten in it.
Almost everything I've eaten is all except for the
so good.
Except for the bread and the samosas.
Well, the samosas, yeah, but the bread,
the naan, yeah, that had gluten in it.
Oh, I didn't eat that though. Oh. But that big long bread thing.
Nope, that was gluten free as well. We have lots
oh,
of.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah, it's made from lentil flour.
And so, we'd never had anything that you put a soup on top.
Yeah,
before.
That's how you make it most.
Yeah.
This is like finally I can have like donut-y things.
Donut thing without the gluten.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
You got to try the rice pudding.
I'm going to get here at 10.
Yeah, that's the move. That you can go and wait in line and you get there at 10.
I'm getting here at 10. You'll see.
Yeah. When you guys open, well, sure. I'll be here.
Definitely.
And you'll know that it's me because I'm not going to, I won't remember and I'll call them donuts probably.
Everyone calls them donuts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They are.
But it's just, it's so much better than a donut. Like a donut, when I'm done eating it, I just regret having done it. It wasn't that amazing. But this is just, it's otherworldly how, you know, just soft and warm and.
I think we should give Happy a round
sweet.
Of applause.
Yeah. Happy.
Yes.
Happy.
Happy.
This is a very special restaurant.
Oh, goodness, Happy.
Welcome to Glendale. Oh, my gosh. What used to be here?
Wooden Fork, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So then we took over. And Glenda now finally has an Indian restaurant because Glenda didn't have an Indian restaurant. So we're one of the only Indian restaurants in this neighborhood.
You're kidding.
Oh, yes.
Really? Mm-hmm. Have you been to a show at the Alex Theater yet?
No, but I've catered there. I've delivered there. And I work with them. When they have their any of like their events, we go over. We do a lot of caterings for them. So, yeah.
That's the one, smart.
Oh, that's the way a lot of people like to do it. They like to have the glob dinner with the kheer.
Oh, I wish I had a picture of that. Oh, well. You guys will just have to imagine Doug dipped. Show me again.
Glob jamun.
The what?
The glob jamun.
All right. The glob jamun. The glob jamun.
Yeah. There you go.
Glob jamun.
In the rice pudding.
Into the rice pudding.
Which is kheer.
And he had a real good look on his face.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was delicious.
And this is another thing. I mean, we're drinking yogurt with dinner.
It's probiotic. It's great for you.
It is.
Yeah.
But also, it's refreshing. It doesn't, you know, it's not like you're...
It's freshly made, yeah.
It's not like I'm yogurting it up.
Nope, not at all.
And mango has terpenes in it. And so if you were by any chance medicating under California's cannabis laws, the mango terpenes would increase your high, Karen.
What?
Yeah, thank you.
You know that's my new thing, right? No, you don't. Just met me. Weed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I like it.
It's, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. You guys got to be pretty cool that deep of knowing that people get a little stoned and then come into your restaurant.
Yeah.
That's I don't know when that happens, but it has to happen sometime.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know if it happened today.
No, never.
I don't think so. I live pretty close. I doubt it.
Yeah, but like the angry, irritating customer is not ever going to be the guy that just got stoned with his buddies. You were quick to say that. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'd be like, yeah, whenever you can get it, man. More lassie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was up at my parents. They live in the Bay Area, and my dad's having trouble sleeping, so I got him some edibles.
Oh.
And this is how, you know how parents are like, always like, I never did this or I never did, you know, oh, you know, you say, so what, do you and your friends smoke pot? When I was younger, I'd ask them, they'd be like, no. You know someone definitely has smoked weed or eaten weed before when they act all cool about it, but they haven't? Mm-hmm. And I give it to him and he just pops it in his mouth and swallows it. I'm like, you would be a little more curious. You hadn't done this all the time. You'd be like, should I take this much? Or he just throws the whole thing. I go, all right, well, that's 10 milligrams. So, you know, for you guys, maybe not a big thing, but for my dad, that's going
to. Yeah, 10 milligrams is a lot to start with.
Yes.
He's loving it.
Oh, yeah, he loved it.
He built up to that. Yeah. Well, I'll get people started on, I got a guy in his
80s. He slept like
started.
A baby, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I'll get him started on 2.5.
Yeah.
I think a pretty great dose for somebody that a little older. Start there.
What do you have?
It's like 100.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. The numbers go up pretty fast.
The tolerance is crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't even know my number.
doesn't even exist.
Does it matter how? So okay, so let's see. So, like, if you have some, so you smoke it, obviously. You don't. I mean, this isn't for.
It's whatever. Is it edible or smoke?
It still goes the same.
Well, I mean, you talk about how much the by milligrams, how much is in it? In edibles.
Oh, right. Not.
Which is great because it's so regulated that then I know exactly, like, all right, this, because your tolerance goes up so much, you can't do it as often or anything. So for me, I know, like, all right, if I'm at like 75 for a concert, that's just going to amplify my experience.
Right.
I think I was on around 50, 60 for Gordon Lightfoot and then smoked. Like, for Gord, it's a process. You build up to it. You don't want to be too far gone. You know,
so, drove deep.
I was going to say,
I can't blame her.
Drug talk.
Sometimes, because the owners or the chefs, they leave to go get the next thing a lot. You know, that's what.
Oh,
but
yeah.
This one, she just took off when the drug talk started.
Oh yeah, I can't blame her.
But man, everything here was so good.
Oh, isn't it though?
And Aristotle ate. He loved it.
Aristotle, you liked it?
Yeah.
Let's see those thumbs up. Oh yeah.
He loved it. He had three or four courses today.
I know. We had like a.
This was amazing.
There's nothing left on the menu we haven't tried. They love, and the yogurt drink. Who thinks of this? Oh, but that's what I was getting to. So mango does more to it?
Yeah. The terpenes will boost you up, and it will elevate your high.
Good to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what they say. We tried it on Getting Done with High a few times. We tried, like, just having mango right there and eating a bunch of it while we smoked, and we just couldn't.
Nothing.
You know, because you're too high to figure out if how much of the high is attributable to the mango.
I'd be able to figure it out because I'm new to it, to the edibles. Yeah, I haven't smoked weed in so long, you know.
That might be a fun experiment to have you smoke and then do a podcast, and then have you smoke and do mango.
Yeah.
Have a nice mango lasting, some dried mango.
Well, we'll have to come back here then.
Oh, I'm in. This is...
I don't think they want us, to be doing no drug experiments here.
Why? Because Deep didn't sit with us anymore. She left.
She's over there with the cool kids now.
Oh, yeah. If I could cook like that, I'd be a cool kid, too.
Oh,
this
man.
This is amazing.
So, tell us a little bit about your cruise you went on.
Oh, my God. It was so amazing.
Where'd you go?
The 311 cruise went to Belize, and the... Trailer Park Boys cruise was supposed to go to one place, but couldn't because they avoid weather, and because somebody died on the ship. But
what?
Murder She Wrote.
Just an old person checking out at a time that probably wasn't convenient for the rest of the family, in the middle of a cruise. But so
wow.
But they're really good at it. We didn't hear hardly anything about it while it was happening, but.
And they have to have that down, I guess.
There's all these boat rumors, you know. But
boat rumors?
I saw them live. Knitting Factory. Underrated.
They took care of it. It's like how nobody dies at Disneyland, you know.
Right.
They're like, if somebody's dying, they get them off the property.
How do they get them off?
Oh, yeah.
If they're in the middle of the ocean, though? Or do they just... I bet.
No, that's the thing, is that's why we...
You must put them in a cooler.
We theorized we went to a different port than the one we were supposed to because they, you know, they're better at taking bodies.
You're like,
that's
God, that person's got a big luggage,
a theory.
You know? Like that.
But, you know, they don't want to ruin anybody's vacation with all this talk of a dead body.
The family leaves with more luggage, like in Rear Window.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, but, I mean, I know the person died, but, I mean, it is a boat rumor.
Some old person died.
It's just a boat rumor.
People die all the time.
It's true.
It's a thing that happens. But my point is this. Even though we didn't go to a cool port of call, the Trailer Park Boys cruise was still super fun. Like, the fun part's being on the boat. Like, you know, getting off and seeing other lands is kind of cool. But it's the actual, you know... Just being on a boat all the
time. Constant party,
right? Having a balcony that just looks out on the ocean all the time.
Did you have some relaxing time, or was it all go, go, go?
No, it's pretty relaxing because I was all smoke, smoke, smoke.
Yeah.
You know?
Did they have a pool? Is it a regular cruise, a big, huge cruise?
They have a pool, but they, cover it up for the stage. They have a stage on the pool deck so that they can have big concerts out there. So they cover it up for the 311 cruise, and they just have like a little... shallow pool that you can get in if you
do you ever do a skeet shooting?
No.
Like on Love Boat?
Listen, I'm not here to be interrogated about my cruise activities.
How are the buffets?
That is a valid question.
The food is really... I don't want to say the food's really good. There's a lot of it, and they do have some interesting things that are pretty tasty. And it's hard to screw up, like breakfast, bacon and stuff like that.
Did you sit at the captain's table?
Mm-mm.
Damn, you should have.
No,
that
wasn't.
The captain's dinner. Did you have to get dressed up for dinner?
We did go to a room where you can watch them steer the ship for a little while.
Whoa. That's pretty good. Yeah. That's like in Captain Phillips.
Yeah, that's what I said when we saw it. I was like, I'm the captain now.
I made a chuck in a little nibble a while ago. It kicked it, I think.
Oh, yeah, a little 2.5.
Well, I just live right there.
Oh, yeah, you can do that, yeah. You're just walking around Glendale, friend.
Yeah. Anyway, the cruises were super fun. South by Southwest was awesome.
Oh, yeah, gosh.
I've had a lot of fun while I've been gone, but now it's time to, you know, be more serious. Get together with my, you know, special guests like Eric and my friend Karen.
My new friend Samosa.
And just, you know, sit down at a nice restaurant like this and say, we're going to eat!
You got me, bud! You got me.
You got me.
You got you?
Yeah.
Did you get scared?
But she falls for it every time.
I know.
She always jumps when I scream, we're going to eat.
I really did that time. That was a good one.
But, do you want to, should we say goodbye to Deep on microphone, or should she come over here again?
I don't think so. I mean, she's old news now.
Hey, Deep, can we say goodbye to you real quick on microphone?
There you go.
Happy, you want to come over for just a second?
We just want to say thank you,
to thank you
so much.
Thank you.
For having us and for all this great food. We hope we could send lots of people your way.
It was really good. I will definitely always walk down here sometime.
Oh, I'll be back.
It is good.
You think I'm kidding?
Do you have a question for Happy?
I just love the food. I think we covered everything that it's all fresh and organic. And I mean, it's just great. It really is.
It's the little things. The cauliflower is perfect.
Right.
Sometimes it's overdone. It's people don't think. With you guys, amazing.
We love to cook the food. Then we cook the food with the love.
He actually has a passion for cooking. Like, I have a passion for talking. He has a passion for cooking.
Of course. Look,
so that's
why
he's my
backbone. You can.
Yeah, and all passionate eaters just come on by.
We're a good team. Yeah, well, let's go. Yeah.
We need people to talk. We need people to cook.
No, in. Done. It happened.
That's all it is.
In Glendale.
Yeah,
we did it. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And thank you, Eric. Do you have anything you'd like to plug? Anything people should watch for you in?
Yeah, everybody keep watching We Bear Bears, and then I have a movie, Family, coming out.
Oh, I just saw
April
an ad
17th.
For that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a really fun one. It's like Taylor Schilling, Kate McKinnon, Brian Tyree Henry, Matt Walsh, and Juggalos.
That's great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's about Juggalos.
Oh, fun.
Oh, yeah.
Are you a Juggalo?
No, I'm shockingly, I play a dad in this. Oh. Everyone always expects me to be some evil Juggalo. I'm like, oh. It was nice to play a
perfect
sweet dad.
Casting.
Yeah.
Well, and here come the people.
There we go.
Yes,
see? It's the rush. I love it. Deep. This place rules.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, you guys.
Oh,
so
thank
good.
You.
I look
thank
forward
you.
To seeing you guys more often.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah, we'll be back for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is amazing. Karen, what do you got to plug?
I don't know. I can never remember. Oh, you know our film, our little Brentwood film?
Yeah.
That just got done with CineQuest. It went to CineQuest Film Festival, which was a really cool one. And now it's going to the Sonoma Film Festival as well.
Ooh.
So I'm going to go to that one.
You're going to go?
Yeah.
What's the date of it?
It's at the end of the month.
Huh. End of this month? March?
Yeah, March, I think.
So it's probably around March 30th?
That's what I'm thinking.
I'll be in Vegas.
Oh, baby.
Yes.
You know, you never, you think you've seen all sides of Doug, and then that comes out. It's always something new. I like it.
I really like doing different voices. I'm going to be in Vegas on March 30th at 4:20 at the Rio Hotel Comedy Cellar. Our friend Jeff Tate's going to be there. It should be super fun. And then what was the other thing? Oh, this weekend I'm in Indianapolis at Helium Comedy Club. Saturday stand-up at 4:20. Sunday, Doug Loves Movies at 4:20. Separate admission required.
Busy, 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 busy as a bee.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll have somewhere to eat next week.
Yep.
And we'll have a new episode next Wednesday at midnight.
I got some...
Technically Thursday.
Right. You know, I always wonder about that, though. I guess when it hits midnight...
Mm-hmm. Then it's Thursday.
It is, right? Yeah.
Yeah. If it was midnight on Wednesday, then people would be listening on Tuesday. All right, so for everybody here...
Now that we got that cleared up.
Yeah, for everybody here today, after this wonderful meal at All India Cafe.
So good.
I bet you the other one in Pasadena is great, too.
Yeah. We'll put that badger to
both. It's a whole family thing, you know?
Oh, we didn't get their social media, but we'll add it. We'll add to it.
We'll put it on our social media. That's how we get everybody.
That's how we do it.
Yep. Bon appetit, motherfuckers!
Snow peas, brie cheese, our plates are clean. We dined with Doug and Karen.
I like Donnie with Dog and Mommy.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.